budget adjustment. That then will leave, oh, we got to do this first. So we denied the petition earlier. Now we have Resolution 19-27, which says we denied it and sets out the reasons for it. So we'll need a motion to approve Resolution 19-27.
So moved.
Is there a second? And any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 19-27 passes. So let's do 24, budget adjustment for GPA equipment. Then we'll just go until public radio tells me that we can't go any longer. Because then we just have mountain plan adoption, which I suppose could wait, and John's rules review, and that could wait. Not that I'm suggesting it, but I mean, at least we have the key things done, right?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, if I may, on the the budget adjustment for GPA, was going to have Paul Coughlin do a presentation, but he had to run back to Pierre, and he's not here. So we could do one or two things. There's a short presentation that he was going to provide. We were going to talk about it and ask for action, or I could pinch hit, talk about it, and have you take action right now instead of holding it off tomorrow morning.
Why don't you pinch hit, give us the presentation, then we'll vote. And I mean, we're doing this because two of our commissioners have to leave tomorrow.
Understand.
For personal reasons that, I mean, they just have to be gone.
How about I pinch hit as a verbal conversation and explain what it is and ask for your approval then? How's
That'd
that?
Be perfect. Thank
All
you.
All right. We'll improvise. So, number 24 on the budget adjustment for GPA equipment. Again, those listening, Tom Kirschman from the Wildlife Division. I'm going to back you up just a little bit. You remember the presentations we have provided to you as the commission on the GPA assessment that we did of all the game production areas across the state of South Dakota back in 2018. And what that was looking at all of our game production areas, seeing the current status of the habitat, and our staff went ahead and evaluated them and ranked them out, looking at what the habitat is now and what it would take to take them to the next level. We did that for all of the game production areas across the state, and when all said and done, they looked at different pieces from, what was needed for habitat enhancements, what was needed for new habitat, what was needed for new access components, what was needed for enhanced access on the GPAs. With that assessment, they identified what type of personnel or capacity would be needed to get those GPAs to the next level, what type of equipment would be needed for doing those same things, and just simply the dollar resources to do the on-the-ground planting, the grassland plantings, the woody habitat, the wetland restoration, all those different types of things, all the roads and trails from an access standpoint. So as we've been going through that assessment, and now we're in the implementation stage, obviously, this last spring, or during the last fiscal year, we did do a small list of equipment purchases through the, of identified items through the GPA assessment that we did through our normal capital assets dollars that we looked at available at the end of the last fiscal year. What we then went back and asked the regions to look again at all that GPA assessment and all those priority items and put a second list together of equipment needs that are needed for us to do the work on the ground for our staff that we have out there. And so the regions went back and did an exercise through that, identified key pieces of equipment and support trucks to do that work, i.e., for example, dually trucks to pull the big gooseneck trailers, to haul the equipment to go to the GPAs, fire equipment, water tanks, those things. A lot of the key pieces of equipment that we identified were drills, planters, burning equipment. There were a few different size tractors in there. And again, it sounds interesting when we say tractors, but it's a major piece of equipment that we use for GPA enhancements, from plantings to enhancements to mowing, weed control. Those of you that are on the farm, you know exactly how many different uses that particular implement is used for. So we did that, and then they also identified the opportunity looking at this from a standpoint of replacing some of the needed trucks that need to be replaced in our fleet, and specifically here talking about those that support habitat projects on game production areas. In many cases, we do get some of those bigger, more heavy-duty type trucks, again, to pull those trailers, those implements. As you well know, a regular half-ton truck in most cases is not going to do that. So they identified some of those things as well. When we collectively put that all together from the four regions, from this particular effort and prioritization came to right about $1.66 million. So we're looking at this. What we bring forward to you is an actual budget adjustment, a one-time budget adjustment authority to move forward with for the opportunity to obtain and purchase those pieces of equipment. Now, in particular, the important part of this discussion is the funding sources and the funding to acquire these pieces of equipment, as we've had a lot of discussions about budgets and dollars and where things stand. Our intent and our thought of moving forward with this is the ability to do it, and we have the ability to do it with all federal dollars and no license dollars. Obviously, we've talked about before in the game production area management, we use Pittman-Robertson funds or PR dollars. We have a land management grant that's part of that on an annual basis. That is our operation and maintenance, and that's enhancements, improvements. We control all of those different things that we do on game production areas across the state. So we have the ability to obtain these pieces of equipment and support trucks to go with it at the tone of $1.66 million using all federal dollars to do so. And the positive point of that, obviously, is that we are not having to dip into the game fund to use license dollars to support those equipment needs to move forward to do those habitat enhancements. So that's the overall approach, what we're coming and bringing forward to you. Again, this is tied directly to the GPA assessment that we concluded. That was a high priority of ours of evaluating, looking at what we have and what do we need to do on our properties. And these pieces of implements and equipment and support trucks that we talk about here are going to help us in that opportunity to further enhance and do that implementation of that assessment on game production areas. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll try to answer any questions that you may have or provide any more details if a commissioner has such a question.
Questions? Comments? So what, at the end of the discussion here, we're going to need a motion to approve resolution 19-26.
Right? Correct. In your commission book is that resolution, Mr. Chair, and it just briefly states about this is all tied to the GPA assessment. We identified those key sources. We're looking at the one-time budget authority adjustment to proceed with using federal dollars to obtain these pieces of equipment. One other thing that I will share with you, given the approval to move forward with this, we will do this as similar to a special project budget where it'll be basically housed in the administrative budget under the like the director's budget. It'll all be there. We can track it, follow it, know all the expenditures, where those pieces of equipment are and in what regions, and it'll just be easier for us to track. So, but yes, we would ask for your adoption of resolution 19-26.
Is there a motion to do that?
I move.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of passing resolution 19-26, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So it passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate that, and the commissioners.
So you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems then we've covered what we really need to. We have five commissioners tomorrow, so we can still undertake business, and we could, seems like the Mountain Lion plan could easily be handled by that group of five, along with, John, your presentation. So we can probably quit for the day and allow the streaming to end and be done for the day. But is that accurate? Okay, so let's start at 8 in the morning. And
Chairman?
Or yes, Commissioner Beese.
What's on the Mountain Lion plan? What's the discussion on that for tomorrow?
Well, it's the plan itself as opposed to the season. Today we did the season, and this it's the management plan that we're going to talk about tomorrow.
It would be the ask of the commission to adopt the revise or the revision of the Mountain Lion Management Plan. Chad had talked about it last month. We were still incorporating some of the comments that we got from the public. He completed that, sent that all to you. You have that. And it's more of the question of and asking for your adoption of the Mountain Lion Management Plan moving forward.
Which in many ways is a continuation of the one that's been in place
that is
quite
correct.
Some time.
Yep. There was some updates and some formats, some updated information in there. The biggest component, obviously, as we talked about, as we did last month, is that population objective, making that slight adjustment there. But for the most part, it's a continuation of the Mountain Lion Management Plan moving into the future.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments? If not, we are adjourned till 8 in the morning, and thank you, Public Radio, for hanging in there with us.